Leos, Marcus!
Rolling on sound.
Ooh, now we are. Hell yeah. All right, I'm gonna check mics one more time.
Okay. One. Oh, you clap.
Both of us for your mic. One, two, three. Ah, just like the old days.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Us Podcast!
This is it. This is season two. The moment we've all been waiting for. Not a mini-sode.
Not a mini-sode. An official first episode.
Camera. That's my camera.
Season two.
Look at your camera.
Boom. Oh, yeah. We've got cameras now. Duck. I mean, if you've been watching the mini-episodes, you already know this. Yes. But things are a little fancier this time around, right, Chris?
Yeah,
you know that you exactly. Got a new shirt. I got a new shirt on.
We're both
got some
different
new hairstyles.
Yeah, my hair's a little longer. You even said it in one of the episodes. Like my hair was like just kind of like froey for a bit.
You know what? We didn't start this episode right.
Right.
Welcome back to the Us Podcast.
Once again,
a podcast about us.
It's all of us, bro.
And it is so good to be back here doing episodes.
This is it. This is officially it. Before, it was us testing this format, experimenting new angles, locations.
Does this work? Can we pull this off?
We had a team of dedicated scientists.
And I think
helping us with our frame.
We did it. Hello, everybody. Nice to be back here. As you may or may not know, my name is Angel Salinas.
And my name, as everybody knows, is the Chris Carmona.
At the Chris Carmona.
At your service.
And you boys are back in town with the new brand spanking Level 2 season.
Level 2.
Of the Us Podcast. Chris, do you remember a long time ago in a galaxy far, far away, December 2018,
dude,
the last time we recorded the final official episode of season one, Quesarama?
That feels like such a long time ago. I remember that idea came about doing a live show because I knew I wanted to end that first season with a bang because we didn't think we were going to go beyond just the one season.
Yeah, you always talked about how you wanted to keep it as like a time capsule and you're like, you know, if this doesn't go anywhere, like, I don't really mind. Like, this was cool for what it was.
Like, I'm always hoping big things, but I figured like maybe this won't get crazy traction, but it'll be a time capsule and let's keep these themes and topics pretty vague, I guess, to the timeline or to like the time era, so that way it doesn't feel dated or anything. But yeah, that was the last time we recorded an episode.
We were looking at pictures for our flashback post that we posted before the release of season two. Oh, the burps are back.
The first visual burp.
Visual burp. Well, I probably burped another mini-sode, but
official
season two burp. That just happened. Season two burp.
Don't forget to follow us on Instagram, Us Podcast, right there on the corner of your screen.
You can check out all the episodes of season one, all our posts, all our thumbnails.
Follow our YouTube too. I mean, if you're watching it on here, that's our YouTube. But give us a subscribe, will you? These are going to be consistent. This is going to be happening.
Exactly.
Very frequently.
And so we had to re-listen to a couple old episodes, and that means re-listening to episode one of season one. And damn, that was...
That was tough.
That was really weird because you can tell that me and Chris are so not uncomfortable, but just
we were getting to know each other still. We were very cool by that point. I mean, we were comfortable enough to do a podcast, but it was a thing where we were very just feeling each other out.
Yeah.
And I remember like during that time, you would just tell me like, oh, I'd never cry in front of you, or I'd never be open, but not in a mean way. You're just like, oh, I'm just not that kind of person. And since then, Angel has. Whether he reveals it or not, realizes it or not, like you've revealed a lot of things to me, like that I was like, oh shit, I didn't realize we were there yet.
It's like little breadcrumbs.
Yeah,
it's just like once you get to a point with someone, you just like don't even think about it.
Right?
You know?
Yeah.
You don't go like.
It feels that way. It doesn't feel like you, like, okay, this is the day I'm gonna open up to Chris about this. It just happened, and that's what's different about season one us to now.
Season one Angel, That fool's dead. He's out the door. He's gone.
What would how do you, in a quick way, how do you describe old Angel, old podcast Angel to now?
I think the biggest difference is like so lack of confidence, so timid, like so unsure of the future, so unsure of his own abilities.
When I listen back, you do kind of have a slight hopeless tone sometimes. At least when you're talking about things that are like out of your control. Mm-hmm. I remember that. Like that was like you were timid, but then I had this like fake like persona of like ultra confident, like, oh, I believe in anything I want. I make all this shit happen.
Like, dude, don't say luck. Don't even use that word because luck tricks your brain.
I still don't use it, but it's not like I don't like get visibly disgusted when people use it around me anymore.
Yeah, and so like I remember I just like, well, I don't know, you know, like I'll see if it happens. I hope so. Blah blah blah. But now, like I think back, I re-listen to that, and I'm just like, bro, like. Believe in yourself. Like that's the biggest thing I could tell. I could tell.
I was trying to tell you.
I was like, believe in yourself, Devin.
And so, do you feel like now you've reached a point where you do believe in yourself without having to be like outwardly inspired?
100%. Because since then, I've been writing a pilot with my friend Sarah Neal.
Shouts out. We'd say that.
Yeah, shouts out. Sarah Neal. And it's fucking awesome. And I don't even just say that because it's like my thing. Like if I've written shit and I'm just like, what the fuck were you thinking? Like you idiot.
But that happens to all of us.
I realize now that I was a bad writer at one point that I couldn't see because when you're a bad writer, you don't recognize bad writing when you're a bad writer. Ooh, you know?
That's deep.
And so I think I've grown just by reading bad things, good things. I think I've gotten to a point where I read my stuff and I'm like, oh shit, this is pretty good. And I'll read stuff I've written and can recognize, oh shit, that's bad. And this is good. Like, let me expand on this. And anyway, that's just to say, like, after writing this with my friend Sarah and writing a lot of other things, the high concept and things like that, it just made me just be so confident in my abilities to a point that I never thought I'd get. Like, this early on in my career, I guess. I always thought, like I would feel unconfident until my first feature or like some like a big show.
Yeah,
or
you
something.
You were a very big believer in like until this happens, then.
But now I'm just like, you know what? I've read enough shitty scripts. I don't know if we're gonna get into that one day, but I've read enough shitty scripts to realize where the bar is. That's what I keep saying. I'm like, after seeing all these movies, reading all these scripts, meeting all these people, seeing what they can do, I realize the bar is so low for us.
Yeah.
That we're going to be just fine. Like, I've read Gage Bull. I've read my stuff.
That's the script I was working on last year, if anybody remembers. We did it. We lightly talked about it, but that was the script I finished last year.
Okay, I'll let Chris elaborate on that when it's his turn. But, like, I've read this, and I've read Sarah Neal's stuff. I've read other people's things, and, like, that shit is on an entirely different level than everything that Hollywood is paying attention to. And
yeah,
like,
that's true.
You remember you just talked about this recently, how you, anytime someone like doesn't give you the time of day, you're just like, you idiot. Like, yeah. You don't know what you're passing up.
And yeah, you finish your thought and I'll add on to that.
And so, and I've learned to take that mentality too. It's just like, bro, you don't know what you're passing on. Like, I'm telling you, this is going to be...
And like, this is... Like, you are literally losing money turning me down.
Yeah, and so I always thought that was such a...
And that's not a bad mentality to have. Some people want to guilt you, like, to be like, you're not J.J. Abrams. Shit, remember if anybody remembers that.
It's just like, you're not hot shit.
But it's like, but no, like, you should. But... Not in a toxic way. Don't put other people down, but just give all that like belief in yourself. I've always been a believer in that. That's something my mom instilled in me from the beginning.
Were you always like that even in 2018?
That's why I was telling you, don't say don't. Like it was, I had always believed that, but I needed to build that belief again because I had just been so hurt.
So that belief was shattered?
It was shattered and I needed to rebuild it. So therefore I had to be even harder and be like, I would get like visibly like legit angry if people were like I remember one time one of our guests was just like, no, you're this way. I said, no, I'm not. And it was like, I'm not this way. Or I think it was like, oh, I think he said, oh, I could see you're insecure. I'm like, I'm not insecure. And I would just get so fucking pissed.
But were you insecure?
Now, yeah, I was. And that's why I got pissed.
Yeah.
And so even now when people tell me stuff like that, I still get like a little tingle like of like offended. But then I go like, okay, if I'm really not that, then it shouldn't bother me.
Uh-huh. And I'm feeling something because it might be true.
I realized that now from last year, but continue what you were saying about.
I finished. And okay. I passed it on to you. So 2018, Chris, 2019, Chris, I think you asked me how you asked me.
Oh, because you were talking. Okay, now I kind of lost it. You were talking about how like now you've adapted the mentality. Like no, like you're making a big mistake by not going with
yourself,
me.
Yeah, believe in yourself, you idiot.
Believe in yourself.
Oh yeah, yeah. Okay, so yeah, to wrap up my thoughts.
Yes.
I've read and seen the stuff that we're gonna make in a couple months, couple years, and it's fucking out of this world. Like it's like, it's the next logical step in the trajectory that like. I guess Latinx scripts are going, you know, like it's going in the direction that I want it to go. Like the movies.
Elaborate on that. What are you talking about? Your individual scripts?
Ours, all of ours.
Like, well, yeah. But like, are you like, what do you mean by the next?
Oh, it's the step. Cause right now everyone is on hot button topics, like undocumented immigrants,
kids in cages,
you know, like gay Latinos, you know, things like all these, like, which is cool.
That's dope. Yeah, and that's wrong. There's anything wrong with that.
But this is just speaking personal experience. When you read five scripts in a row about undocumented gay Latinos, it starts to seem less a little pandering when you read like
pandering.
When you
look at that Bo Burnham song, now I'm just pandering. That's
exactly
true.
What it like. It's like.
I keep emphasizing it. It's not that these topics shouldn't be talked about, but I feel like you can just tell when a writer is doing that just because it'll get them a little bit of attention.
That's exactly it. When you have dialogue, just like, man, I can't do this because I'm undocumented. it's just like, did that really come from your soul? You know, like that piece of dialogue, or did it come from somewhere else, like your wallet or something? And so we're in that phase right now where we've been lacking in such representation that the fucking floodgates are just open and just like everything is being like put out there. And the things that are rising to the top are things that address hot button topics because those are less risky to take risks on.
Right.
It's like, okay, kids are being in cages. Let me green light.
Because I know it's a secure, like people, there's an interest for this right now. Let's make this movie. And I guess that's a smart move for the screenwriters. But as far as like the stuff that's really, we can talk about things that are going to sell easy or things that are legit going to change the landscape.
Bro, we keep talking, we mentioned Nuevo Hollywood in our last episode.
Holly Foos,
that's what's coming.
It's like coming here first.
Like I think our projects are just on this, like, on the level that movies and TV that make a difference are on. Like, they're not just, like, fall by the wayside. You forget about them after they finish airing. Like, this is, like,
something. Yeah, they're not, I mean, not to offend anybody with these human stories. You know, it's, like, it's just a new perspective.
This isn't the feel good movie of the summer.
Yeah.
Type of movie.
No.
Like this is like some.
Yeah, no, I'm so sick of that feel good inspiring Latino shit. It's like, nah, dude, it's time for us to be goddamn fucking cool. Yep. I want to be cool, goddamn it.
Yeah, when was the last time
and
you
I
saw
am cool now?
When was the last time you saw a cool Latino character, like a really cool one?
Bad labor. No,
I guess some things never change.
But yeah, no, that's people don't get it. I think people get too caught up in the topics themselves and how important it's like, we're not saying it's not important.
Well,
but
how have you grown as a creator from 2018 to now?
Well, for sure. I mean, I think, because remember, there was a time when I was just so hurt that I would talk about, like, I was just so, like, broken from my, like, breakup that I couldn't even write. And one of the challenges I forced myself to do last year was to make myself write this Gage Bull movie idea. Gage Bull is actually a real place in our area. It's a fun place.
Boop.
I won't give out specifics of it because I still am reworking the idea. But, I mean, I wrote a draft of it before, right before Christmas, and we all had a table read. Mm, we all read it, cool. And it was fun. It was a fun experience, and I feel like that was the beginning of a new version of me that, because that version of me had, like, I look back at the old scripts I had written, you know, before Gage Bowl, and Gage Bowl is so different for so many reasons, because for sure, that one, when I read the voices, I can hear all the new people I met in 2018 in that script. Adi, Melissa, all our friends. I could hear that, and I can point out what are things I saw when I was fucking high as hell with you guys, like tripping, like a fun memory we had together. That script was built on heartbreak and experience. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that was something I lacked before. Cause I did write Instant Crush based off of like a childhood little fling heartbreak, but I didn't realize it could be worse and could be more life.
I didn't think life got harder.
That was unbeknownst to me. Nobody warned me about that. But I feel like it's a new version of me because now I have more things to pull from. I have more perspectives to consider, not just like before where it was all in a bubble. Fuck your pronouns. I don't give a shit about what you want to be called. You're like a pussy for being offended by guys, by being called guys or whatever. Yeah,
it's like, fuck you. I do what I want to do and fuck everybody.
Yeah, fuck everybody because they're just going to betray me and leave me anyway.
When I think about it now that you mention it, like the main character of Gage Bowl is such a perfect like personification of the person you were like in 2018. Yeah. Or at least early 2018.
Very
for sure.
Early 2018.
And so
like the crying outbursts, like the kind of like the just
like
the,
very angry, yeah. Just like very like bottled up, just like feelings. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really cool. And like now that you say that, and now I compare like the character you wrote to who you are now, like you can clearly see like the difference, like the growth and stuff like that. Which
is and that, cool. Thank you. And I only got to get there probably faster because I really analyzed it when I wrote that movie. And so that's what we're working on.
All right of now. This to say that don't expect this to be the same thing as season one.
Yeah.
And we're aware, and some of our audiences have made us aware. Some of the things they've
really?
Said. Well, I've had people just tell me like, so the whole reason we started even thinking about like comparing seasons one and two is just because people are like, oh yeah, you know, your minisodes, they're a little less personal now mm-hmm. that the video mm-hmm. aspect is mm-hmm. in, you know? And me and Chris started thinking about, I wonder what is that? Like, why does it feel less personal? And because we just, not only are we different people, just like,
oh, yeah.
as we spoke in the beginning of this podcast, this episode itself, like we didn't know each other back then. We were growing as friends as the season went on. And like, you can't recreate that. Like you can't create relearning each other.
It's almost like the first season was a prequel to this. Mm. It's like, you see the beginnings of how they met. Dude, the first episode, we did not hang out with Justin Jimenez at all. Yeah.
He was that not only, a part of our
no,
life.
No, he was. It was just me and him. And then he suggested, oh, for episode three, why don't we have a homie, Justin. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know Justin. Like, he's like, let's interview him. And I was like, you want to interview Justin? He's like, yeah.
Yeah, dude, I remember Chris being like, what does he even do? Like, do you really like
Justin.
He's just like, do you really think?
Like, because I knew he hung out with bands. I knew he was a manager.
Yeah, that's what you thought. That's for the longest, Chris was just like,
fuck you, Justin. That's what you got for not being here.
Chris was always just like I'd be like, oh, like, Chris is like, what does he do? And I'm like, well, he manages bands. And Chris is like, but does he like really though? Like, like what does he do? Like, what does he do for these bands?
And he's like, no, really. And then he broke down what he did. And I'm like, okay, I guess we need a guest. Because yeah. Otherwise, it was just going to be my brother. I was just going to get my brother to be on the show.
Brandon Carmona,
which is still going to happen. But look, I mean, because you suggested that, that's how we started fucking hanging out with Justin. So you really saw the beginning of you, me, dude. Justin coming together. You heard it first in that first season. Remember after, not during his episode, because during his episode, we got drunk. But the next one that we did after that, which I believe was college,
yeah.
He came over for that. Yeah. And right after, what did we do? Pass the touching on the left hand for the first time. Like I had smoked weed a couple of times before, but that was like the
smoke.
Beginning of yeah, you didn't smoke at all. But that was the beginning of when we went to that little place in LA, that parking lot.
Oh
and,
my
and
god.
And when I went to space,
that
bro.
Was that night.
We drove out there, dude.
That night we drove out to what we call the crying spot in LA.
Crying spot.
And Chris puffed one puff.
One
One, because I took a little one. I'm like, I'm not feeling it. Like, well, dude, like, legit suck it. So I'm just like, stop.
And then he just like coughed for like 5 minutes, went behind a car, and then Justin,
I was
like,
choking, and Justin like just sees me,
and like Justin walks over and he does do the thing.
So Justin always carries around this fucking jug of water, and the first days of my smoking habit,
it's a canteen. Not yeah, a jug.
It's a canteen. There you go. And he would, this is my camera. He would always walk up to me. Every time it's like a dance move. Like, this is the cup. He would look at me like this, like, you fucking pussy.
Yeah, like,
every time. He's like, here's your water. And I was like, I needed that. But that was the first time we started, like, that was when me and Justin really bonded. And to tie it into our first mini-sode, that was our first mini-sode, the one where we got high. We talk about how relationships that you had seen in high school were built on that. Everyone just started smoking in a circle. And that's really how we became friends together, but with Justin as well.
And that's another difference between season one us and season two us. Like, I think I could speak for Chris when I say weed is such a huge part of my life now. And think of that. Think of me and think of that what you will. I'm still having a hard time being open about it to people I don't know. Like, just today, I was having...
Dan, you're going to be hearing a lot of these.
Just today, I was talking to a coworker of mine, and I was telling him how come it's socially acceptable to say, hey, let's grab drinks after work, but you can't say, hey, let's smoke a bowl after work. Hey. You know? Like, you can't say... Even though they're both legal,
yeah,
you can buy them at, like, once you're 21.
It's still looked down upon.
And, yeah, you don't want your boss hearing you say, let's smoke a bowl after work for some reason, but you're okay with telling your boss, yo, let's go for drinks, man. Like, you don't feel shit. And like, that kind of upsets me, like on some level that even me, I'm afraid to say that. Like, anytime the conversation seems to be going towards weed, I'm very,
You're very skittish. Hesitant. Yeah, skittish.
Skittish and hesitant to bring it up unless the person says it first and I'm like, all right, this was cool.
And how do you think, because this is the first episode. This is a new us.
I don't know how it's going.
This is pretty much the same thing. And so we're comparing
seasons.
Older versions of ourselves. How do you think how do you think weed has affected you? Just as a person now, and yeah, I'm not even a creator. I mean, you can talk about that, but just as a person.
Way more chill. Like, my shoulders are more relaxed. I live life just a little more less self-conscious. Like, when I'm very stoned, I don't give a fuck how I look, what people think of me. I'm just like, fucking, I'm in a zone. I say what I'm feeling, like, I don't care. Does this sound dumb? What are they going to think if I say this? I just say whatever the fuck I feel. And as a creator, I know it's definitely fucking given me some of the best ideas ever. Like, I'm not going to spoil what it is, but there's this song called Fireworks by Animal Collective.
Oh, they're going to say Katy Perry. There's a song called Firelight. Oh, I never heard of it. Is this an underground indie?
There's a song called Fireworks by Animal Collective that is going to be the song playing in one of the dopest like scenes of the TV show that I'm writing. And I am, and that only happened because I was stoned while listening to the song in my car. And I just like saw everything. And like, wow. I was talking to you about this, how sometimes it feels like I'm just like a vessel that these images, come through. That's such a stoner thing to say. I'm just a vessel that these images
It doesn't really come through. It's come from a higher power.
But I really feel that way. Like, I really feel...
That's good.
I'm listening to a song, and then these fucking scenes and shots come out, and they're in my brain, and I'm like, whoa. And then I write them down, and I'm just like, damn, that's gonna be so cool. So that's how I really feel. That's how weed has changed me. Only for the better. Literally has done nothing except maybe, like, I spent a lot of money on it. It's the Us Podcast.
this is, if we haven't said it already, this is us podcast level two. Us podcast level two. Level two. That's we wanted our Robin season subtitle, and so us podcast, it's not gonna be called Us Podcast Two. It's Us Podcast Level Two.
What a cool moment we had when we came up with the thing. We were
having breakfast in Berkeley. You want to tell the story? You want to recount it?
Oakland, I don't remember.
It was Berkeley.
Berkeley.
Yeah,
we're having breakfast. We're like it felt like so magical. Like I was just like, Abel's here. Like,
we were all high too.
We're all high. Abel's here. We're eating a nice ass breakfast. Shout out Abel. Outside. It was breezy. And then we're just thinking about it. I think we just had finished breakfast, and we were walking away. And we're thinking, you know what? We should have a subtitle. And then Chris said, like Us Podcast Level Up.
Yeah.
And I was like, because we're leveling up. And I was like, that's cool. I like that. And then I was like, wait a minute. Level two.
Yeah.
And then Chris was just like,
whoa. And I just said level two. And I was like, Us Podcast Level Two. It's like, whoa, like that just like exploded in my head. Like that title just came out. And I was like, dude, that makes perfect sense. And that's what this episode's about. We're talking about how different we are, but understand by this point, if you haven't yet, we've leveled up. Angel and I, why I call the last season a prequel is because you're not going to be seeing those guys anymore, really.
Yeah,
you're not going to be seeing really nervous, self-conscious, like, doesn't trust anybody, Angel, and fucking bitter ass Chris.
I'm just thinking, like, fucking belligerent, angry, un-PC Chris is gone. Like, that version...
Belligerent will stay.
but like...
No, I know what you're saying.
That version of you that says outlandish shit, like, he's kind of gone.
Yeah, because that's again, here's why that's a level up. For obvious reasons, but...
I'm glad.
I realize. No, yeah. If I ever do, because I think I will always be an outspoken person, but now it'll be for things that are like involving me. Like I'll only yell about, I'm the fucking best, because I love doing that. That's fun for me. Like I'm the fucking shit. I have a song about
I'm putting Bad Labor on my top 10 movies of 2018 list.
Dude, I straight up did that. Bad Labor was number 5. What a great score for myself. Anyway, people were just like, you can't put your own movie. I'm like, yes, I can. Fucking, it's my account.
I fucking did it. It's my list.
So that I'll keep. But yeah, I think you should. And we talked about this like in just one of our travels together, either in San Francisco or wherever. But I just remember telling you, like, I remember we were in a foresty area. But I remember telling you, I'm like, you know, I realized by hanging out with y'all, meeting all these new people, coming to all these new places, I'm like, I realized like I was only angry because I didn't understand and I lived in my own bubble. So I just trusted what I already knew and thought, well, that's dumb. You should just accept how things are. Like, don't be such bitches about it. And now I'm just like, no, like people, like I just kind of realized it with myself. Like people call me Chris, dude. My name's Christopher. You know, if you want to be a real jackass, true. You could keep Christopher. No, I'm not going to call you Chris. You're Christopher. And when I thought about that, I'm like, it's such a small thing, but I have people do that for me. And granted, the argument can be made, well, that's just done to so people don't have to have a mouthful of your name. But the same principle applies. Just respect what people want.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that now. And I'm not as angry because, again, that anger just comes from not understanding, not being around that.
It was all about reframing your mind, just like, don't think of it this way, think of it this way. And you're like, and once you...
And you did that a lot for me. You framed it differently.
I will take total credit for that.
And that is precisely why, if I had to wrap up what the Us Podcast was in a nutshell, it's education. You could almost argue that season one
is... Us Podcast is for the children!
It's for the children. No, for real. It's educational because in a way, it almost plays like a fake scripted podcast about how these kids come from different perspectives. You know, middle class, like you don't... You consider yourself
lower class.
Lower class, combining forces, gradually getting to know each other, thinking specific ways, and then one kind of lending confidence to the other one lending education, and then
both manifesting their dreams that culminate like at Young Love with an epilogue at
Quesarama. And it was an education for us. It was an education for you all because now, I mean, I just did it right now. You all, I don't say guys anymore. That feels icky to me, but it was an education also to highlight new artists,
mm-hmm.
to let people know, hey, there's more people than just Boyle Heights booze out there.
Man, just
no cap. No shade.
To think about where all the artists that we interviewed are right now.
Dude, as of right now, Katsuoso is set to play a show in Wisconsin.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Not a show, I'm sorry. A festival. A fucking goddamn festival. Omar Apollo is on Rolling Stone magazine. On their Instagram. That's still fucking huge. And he's playing Camp Flogna. Fucking Tyler the Creator.
Tyler the mother effing creator.
Where, if we all remember, that's where Katsuoso got his start.
Yep. And it's just like, it's crazy. And
Young Gatita! She's finally an entity. Dude. She's finally an entity.
Miss, I don't know if I want to take this music thing seriously.
Yeah, man. I just like school, man.
I don't know, man. I just do a lot of things, man.
I just know I like going to Egypt, you know, building murals and stuff, man.
And now she's a fucking counterculture group.
And we got to go to one artist of her first shows, and that was sick. Yeah, shout out to Counterculture for fucking picking her up. Victor, we see you.
Shout out to everyone.
Where's that interview, bro?
What the fuck, where'd man?
Where's that interview at? Yeah, but shout out to Counterculture. Shout out to Justin.
Oh, dude, no. Why would you say that?
Nah, we'll cut that out. I thought that would not be bad. I didn't think that's bad.
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Okay.
But like, since this episode is we're all leveling up, level two. This whole season is going to be about leveling up. That's going to be reflected in the guests. It's going to be reflected in our topics. It's going to be reflected on everything.
And it's going to be just as educational, except now we can get all the character development growth out of the way. I mean, look, it's still going to be there. We're still...
2020 versions of us are going to be totally different people than who we are now.
Yeah. This started in my room. Now we're in my brother's room. Dude, we're fucking killing it.
Dude, we went from over there to right over here. Where you heard the PlayStation 4 in episode 1. That's where we are now. Like, everything's connected.
That's fucking 5 feet, but that's a start.
But hey, check out our production value, bros.
And shout girls out to my dad for all this.
For all this, for laying this brick in this.
Yeah, for laying one by one. Brick by brick.
Brick by brick.
Good Angel, album. What can the people expect from us this new season? Why should people pay attention to us? And stop looking over the Us podcast.
You know, I was thinking about that recently. Like, I was just like, not that I don't think I have anything left to give, but I was just like, I was thinking about just like, what's next? Like, I can't really talk to people about who I am anymore, really, because...
What do you mean?
Like, I feel like there's so much of me that I've talked about already. Like, I feel like so much...
Oh, what more could I reveal?
Yeah, like, what more...
I ain't got no more pee-pee left.
What the fuck is that?
What's that feeling? It's like, I got no more.
Yeah, it's like, now I'm a little more scared. Why? What the fuck? I'm a little more hesitant now because I can't fall back on like...
You can't fall back on like...
I can't fall back on like, oh, well, here's this like thing that you don't know about me. Like, everything about me is on here to the point where I think I already mentioned this, how it's just like people will go... You don't believe this. You said this on your podcast. And I'm just like,
And I remember when we first started the podcast, you never said this on the air, but you would tell me like, dude, people like have opinions about our problems. Like people have opinions about your breakup. And I was like, what? Mm-hmm. And you're like, people have opinions about me and my self personal thing. You said it's weird that now like our personal business is out there.
For that's what we wanted to talk about, being public figure. Oh. Like, bro.
You see this chain, bitch?
It's still here. So, a thing that kind of changed is that me and Chris kind of, sort of, I get recognized when we're in like social settings.
Motherfucking straight up, when we started this podcast, I was stuck on 525. I hate that. I hate that combination of number 525 followers. And after, that's when La Leaf happened. That's when Me Too Instant Crush started happening. That's when Us Podcast started happening. I got followers from Us Podcast, weirdly enough. And that was through you, through our posts. And now I have 800. And that's 300. Again, it's not like I fucking skyrocketed, but 800 is
that's
like
growth.
That's crazy. That's 300 people in the last year that became interested in me.
Mm-hmm. They were like, you know what? That Chris Carmona, he might be worth following. Let me check him out.
And important people too, which a lot of people I respect too, which is dope. And I think another thing that's different about this version of me too is that I openly now care about that stuff. Mm-hmm. About following, about social media, how to use it, and how to, because I feel like that's an art in itself. It's like, how do you leave your time, your footprint on Earth in a cool, in an aesthetically cool way? I take it a lot more seriously. I feel like, I don't know, I feel like because I have more eyes on me, more people are reaching out to me finally. Like if to reference an older episode, I wanted all the DMs. Yeah.
Why did no one reach out to me? Now people talk to me and I like it. Yeah. Now people talk to me and I don't reply. That is literally it. That's literally what happened.
Fuck you.
Damn.
Wow, that it's never been more real on this show. And I've cried on this show and I've named names.
You're like, I've never heard a more real statement.
God, we're crying. What a great way to open this goddamn season. It's true, I don't reply, but I feel a responsibility to these random people that appreciate our art.
You hear that, random people?
Our supporters.
Chris is responsible.
Oh, I say this as a joke. Well, not the responsibility part, but you're not random people. You're the foos. And I always tell them that. When the people I do respond to, I do say, like, it's not just me. Because they'll be like, you know, oh, you're great. I'm like, we're all great. Like, we've always been great. But now people are finally paying attention.
I'm clinging on for laughing. I'm just clinging on to old Chris. Like, I want you to be like, I want you to say something.
It's not even old Chris. This is happening right now. Under your nose, mom.
Like, I miss when this is what I think of when I think of old Chris, the kind of guy that doesn't realize what he's saying. Like, it's just like you're here, but I'm just like up here. Like, you don't see anything wrong with that statement. And I'm just like, there he is. There he is.
There he is.
Oh my God.
Fuck off.
But yeah. So,
but we're finally being seen.
So you think the attention, for you, the attention is a good thing?
It's important to me. It's like, I feel like, look, with what little I have, 800 people, that's more than a classroom. And, you know, like realistically, like 200 or whatever are watching. And so for those 200 people, I'm like, well, if I have your attention, I may as well do something good with it. I may as well share my beliefs, share things I like, share cool mocha places I like, share cool people I'm hanging out with, new music. And I feel a responsibility to share that with people because everyone's looking now.
May I have your attention, please? I just wanted to do
that's
that.
That's just I like lost my fucking momentum. But yeah, I love that's I think what's changed about me as far as being known by more people. I'm more careful about my image.
For me, I think like people recognizing me and telling me that my stuff is good is very new to me. Like
we just saw that.
Yeah, happen. We saw that a couple
for
of days
a non-podcast ago. Thing, by the way, which is nuts. I've seen him get recognized for podcast stuff, but this was.
I wish I was there. Chris got recognized at the fucking Omar Apollo show, right?
Yeah, you
know, like,
I did.
So cool.
Nah, there's
I'm
a picture.
Just like, man. Or like Chris will show up to a local party and be like, "Hey, podcast guy,
it's the Chris Carmona." It's always a joy. Yeah, it's the Chris Carmona, and it's it's dope.
Yeah, and
but so, you got that.
Yeah, like someone's like, "Hey, you did the Alton's music video, right?" And I was like, "Yeah, that was me." And like, I just realized I don't really know. So for the longest, when I would talk to like a celebrity, and I was like telling them how much I liked their work, they would just be like, "Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, thanks, man." Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I would be like, "Man, you fucking asshole! Like, say something more. Like, make me feel heard or whatever."
Yeah.
But then when people tell me about my work or even the podcast, I end up acting the same way. I end up being like, "Oh, dude, thank you." And I realize that's just what you that's just all you can do or say. Like, there's nothing. What else am I gonna say? Like, ouch. I don't want to like. Oh, can you elaborate a little more on why you like my podcast? Like, it's just like you just gotta take the compliments and and hope the conversation doesn't get weird.
I mean, I try to work in a little bit of a conversation, but it is hard because when people just are congratulating you, all you can really be is like, "Thank you, I really appreciate it." I think I use grateful so that it has a little more personal touch. Like, I'm grateful you watched. Like, I'll say that, and I'm grateful you checked this out.
And all that to say again, to reiterate, because this is very, very important. This is not the same podcast.
Yeah, it's not.
That it used to be.
And for the better. I was going to say for better or worse, but it's for the better.
I think so, too.
This started off as just something me and Angel had a quick idea for. We said, let's do this in my room. I mean, I have microphones, and it would just be me and him sitting across like this, just me on my desk chair, him on the corner of my bed. And now it's this. I mean,
it's same, same, but different.
Yeah. I mean, because now we realize that we're kind of performing the show for y'all now. Like, it wasn't, it was... Just literally, we put the mics, talked for an hour. Oh, time's up. Goodbye. We'll see you next time. But now we are more conscious of our time and making our points clearer. And we realize that we don't want to waste anybody else's time. And so that's why now I feel like we're a lot more
This season's going to be a lot structured. More streamlined. Less episodes.
Yeah.
They're going to be not that long. Hopefully kind of focused, but... A lot of little random funny things thrown in there. You know, me and Chris, we're funny guys.
We're going to be trying a bunch of new things. You know, there's going to be potential musical side segments, food segments. It's all going to culminate.
We don't even know what this season's going to
look
like.
Into something, but
which is kind of cool.
But we know going in that if we're going in with this name level 2, then it comes with so much positive reinforcement behind it already. And we're just getting started.
I think I consider this episode a reintroduction to me and Chris.
Yeah, for sure.
You know, because, again, we're not the same people. We're different. If you only know season 1, Angel and Chris, you've missed out on a lot of character development. Like, 2019 has been full of character-defining moments, I think. And as the season goes on, we will slowly unravel what has happened, what has been produced, and... There's like a lot of funny moments. I'm
excited in life, to relive. We almost died on the freeway.
Oh shit! Yeah, that was thanks to me.
Yeah, we almost died on the freeway making a bad like merge. We stayed at this scary ass hostel in fucking San Francisco.
I'm not gonna reveal the thing yet, but all I'm gonna say is.
We've just gone through so much more life experiences together that now it's a new show. In a way, like a lot of these new viewers are only here based on previous works, if that makes any sense. Like when we started this podcast, we were making them or finishing those projects up. But now these new people, like they haven't seen the before. Like there exists record of us before those projects even dropped, before they even came out, like a publicly that exists. And that was the point of the first season. That's our time capsule.
To be a time capsule. You're going to look at like, oh yeah, I don't know. I'm writing this movie right now.
So in a way, it's almost supplementary because through here you're going to be getting to know the pretty final draft versions of Chris and Angel as characters, as people, as creators.
This definitely feels like monumentous, but just like for one of the like more than ever. That's what I'll say. I'll say more than ever. Does this feel like my career is just steadily like moving forward? There's no like leveling stop up. And starts. There's no brick walls. Like I already know where I'm going. I can see the path. I see the steps I need to take. It's all a matter of just getting there.
And that, yo, if you know 2018 season 1, Angel. This right here is what you call motherfucking character.
Man. I don't know.
Steve Harrington, who?
Maybe I'll write a thing. Maybe it'll be picked up. I don't know. Maybe someone will see it. Nah, dog.
People are already looking.
2019, 2020, get ready. I'm coming for you.
The Hollyfoos are taking over. This nuevo Hollywood shit is goddamn real.
The Hollyfoos are coming. And I think that's the best way to end our first episode of season 2, the Us Podcast.
Level 2!
Yay! And so, like always, thank you so much for tuning in, listening, sharing, sending me only your sweet DMs.
You're gonna... Please send me more.
Only me.
You're gonna be seeing roughly more of the same. But just like most good sequels, it's just got a bigger budget. We're still Chris and Angel. Look, we are performing this to an extent for y'all, but it's still us. These are still our thoughts. Maybe I'm not as maybe I won't be as frequently controversial, but now you're going to just be listening to, I want to say, more streamlined, calm, confident, and
more like more
and real, I'm not aggressive, but just legit confident conversations about representation in Hollywood. What does that even mean? Shit like that. Like, oh, yeah. We kind of touched on that. I think
that kind of stuff, like, we've just formed really good opinions on
now. And education and awareness of other things that go into the factors of those conversations, rather than just sound like a bunch of idiots saying, like, I don't like it because exactly. It sucks.
So that's a little preview for the upcoming topics for this season. And I'm super, 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 super excited to talk about fucking everything. I don't even want to spoil anything that I want to talk about right now because I'm just so excited to get it ready. Get it out to you all.
Y'all.
And so with that, we bid you adieu. A close on another episode of the Us Podcast.
This is our first one. How do you feel? How do you feel now that this is going to be our life for the rest of these months?
It's going to be tough because guess what? I'm at Northridge again and I got to drive back home right now. It's Monday and my week just started.
Ruh-roh.
So it's going to be tough, but hey, I'm down for y'all.
For y'all. So keep supporting, keep sharing, keep listening, and thank you for all the beautiful messages and support.
And we will see y'all next time on the Us Podcast.
Because even when we lose, we win.
Boop, 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 boop. Smoking broken windows.
Playing my Nintendo. If you fuck with me, then I pull a mic stand. Smoking broken windows.
What's up, everybody? It's your boy, Chris. Chris, thanks for listening to another fucking awesome episode of the Us Podcast.
Level 2.
If you want to follow me on Instagram, you can follow at the Chris Carmona.
You can follow me at AngelIceLumas_.
Make sure to follow the podcast on Instagram at Us Podcast. And check out our YouTube channels because we really need that support from y'all right now.
Listen to us on Spotify, listen to us on Apple Music, listen to us on Stitcher, literally anywhere you can get your podcasts.
You literally have no fucking excuse not to listen to us, bitch.
Whoa! I'm back, baby!
Just kidding. Thanks, guys. See ya.
Welcome, Disney.
Fuck.